Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, live from Stadium Swim, inside Circa Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are at Stadium Swim at Circa Resort and Casino, and they had to clear the pools because there was a lightning strike about 3 miles away. It's so weird watching the storm like roll in over the mountains and still a beautiful vantage point. I'm watching the White Sox game here, Speegs. I got a center square, well, lower center square for the White Sox as they play their game with Washington.
Dude.
Yeah.
They're on?
Yeah, they're on.
Well, that's because Robert is a White Sox meatball, right? I mean, that's the only reason that like C.J. Abrams with a really awkward pitch there, trying to get that ball to second base.
Yeah.
There's interesting baseball everywhere.
You don't have express written consent in Major League Baseball to talk about that game. But you do have express written consent to talk about Major League Baseball as it pertains to the Cubs. And the thing that we as a show, we're sitting there going, oh, that's interesting that Kay Horton left his start after 29 pitches. And it's like, oh, he's fine. He's in the back because he had a cold and he might have coughed and all of this stuff. And then when we talked with Craig Counsell, Craig was like, yeah, we're gonna get him an MRI. Just kind of make sure there's nothing going on.
Yeah, and they got the MRI results and addressed it today. And Craig said that when they looked, I know, this is going to be a shock to a lot of people. There were some areas of concern in the MRI of his muscle tissue in his midsection. I know, Lawrence, as you said, for a pitcher at the end of a season in a rotational sport, would you believe they found some stuff?
Yeah.
They called it a rib injury.
So let's hear from Craig. This is from pregame today. Him talking about Horton and how he feels good moving forward.
What you said a few minutes ago is probably pretty important. That is, you said Cade feels good about moving forward.
Yeah.
That's pretty essential, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe that's kind of to Patrick's question a little bit. I think that's part of what you have to do here is have the player educated on everything. How the player feels is a big part of, you know, instructing your decision. And you know, he's in a place that he's, you know, very comfortable moving forward. Like you said, he came out of the game the other day as a precaution. He did start to feel something. And I think that obviously put our radar up, and we want to make sure, like, let's figure out what you're feeling and if we're comfortable going forward with it.
But he's going to go. Cade is going to pitch. Unless something happens between now and the playoffs, the plan is for Cade Horton to pitch. And like we asked him and heard back from Craig, if that had been a playoff game, he would not have come out of the game. And Cade Horton feels that way. So they just wanted to make sure that they knew what they were dealing with. And now they have found stuff. But Cade's going to go. How are you, the mayor of Warriortown?
I'm a little concerned. But there's more Craig. You want to hear more Craig?
Please.
Because maybe that'll make me feel better.
Let's give it a shot.
About this. This is Craig of a pregame on gathering info on Horton and then making decisions.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just a daily conversation in professional sports, right? You get, you know, banged up doing this. And ultimately, guys go out there and play through it. And I think from a medical perspective and my perspective, where you're trying to prevent the bad things as much as you can, there's risk. There's risk in all this, right? There's risk of going out there and throwing a ball 100 miles an hour, right? And so we try to just collect all the information we can, have good people giving us that information, and then have the player giving us information, and collectively, together, try to make the best decisions we can. You know, it happens every day on every sports league across the country.
I always get scared when people start globalizing stuff.
Yeah.
That's very specific.
Well, but understand, you know it well. There's nothing more unnatural in sports than a pitcher throwing a ball that hard that many times.
There's no doubt. And what Cade Horton has done this year, he has pushed his body past limits that he's had. He hasn't thrown this many innings.
Yeah.
So, of course, and considering the innings that he's throwing, you know, like important pennant race innings that he's throwing, there's all sorts of stress. And figuring out what's wrong with someone's pitching mechanics or the kinetic chain between your arm and your back and your legs, figuring out that stuff for baseball players is such an impossible task. There have been hundreds upon hundreds of books and theories on what it is to try and keep a pitcher healthy.
Yeah.
And no one has the answer on the right way to do it.
Imagine if you are Cade Horton and you've been dreaming your whole life of playing pro sports at a level like this. He's going to be the National League Rookie of the Year. And he has been phenomenal. And now here you are with a chance to probably start game one of the playoffs. Maybe game two, but almost assuredly game one. And you're a little hurt. You're a little banged up. But you're not so banged up that your elbow is going to explode, theoretically. You might tear a back muscle, which will put you out for a while, or something like that. And if you're Cade Horton, you're a freaking bulldog. You're a former football player. You're going to pitch, and the team wants to make sure that they help protect you from yourself if need be.
And it's a different situation than Tucker because where you're at in your career.
Absolutely.
Where if you're Cade Horton, it's like, I'm on my rookie deal. I want to pitch in the playoffs. I don't have a World Series ring, and there's not $450 million waiting for me on the other side of this.
Right.
If you're Kyle Tucker, the math is a little different.
Yeah, it's different, and I would like to think that Kyle Tucker is not affected by that math and the proximity to it.
I think that seeing him play today speaks to that.
I think that it was great to see Kyle Tucker play today. There's a lot of context around that we need to address, and Kyle Tucker talking after it, and we're going to talk to our guy Bruce Levine as well.
Yeah.
But this living in the Cade Horton thing is fascinating, and Shota Imanaga got lit up last night, three different pitches. The average exit velocity was over 100. So my proclamation of Shota getting a start and maybe a game one start doesn't look so good right now. I think it's going to be Cade and Matthew Boyd.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.